Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with publicspeakersblog.com. You know, recently there's been a controversy stirred up in one of the LinkedIn groups. A lot of Toastmasters and other speakers from different organizations commented on a question from one of the members of the group that said, should you thank the audience? And this comes up actually a fair amount of times in the Bill Gove speech workshop. A lot of academics and a lot of Toastmasters and other types of speakers believe you shouldn't thank the audience because technically speaking, you're delivering information and content and the audience should be thanking you. And as a professional speaker, someone makes a living doing this. I've never actually heard that I can remember a professional speaker that didn't actually thank the audience after speaking to them. And I don't really want to go into a big thing about this, but I figured if that many people on LinkedIn were that interested in this idea, that we should probably mention it on the blog. And here's what I would say. This is common sense. I mean, it's like going to McDonald's and the kid hands you the cheeseburgers and you say thank you and the kid says you're welcome. Well, technically speaking, shouldn't the kid be thanking you for your patronage of McDonald's? But I'm still going to say thank you to the kid, and so are you, most likely. And if we do this for a living, if you want to get into a semantic argument about this or a technical argument or whatever you want to label it, fine. But if you're a professional speaker, I think thanking the audience is probably a good idea since they can hire anyone to speak for their company anywhere in the world, especially if you're at a pretty good fee level. They can afford to pull people in from all over the world. We're literally in this business competing against speakers from as far away as Australia, China, Europe, everywhere. And I don't know about you, I'm going to keep thanking the audience. I'm going to thank them in the beginning, thank them in the middle, and thank them at the end because I truly am grateful to them for choosing me as opposed to someone else. That's my take on it. I think that's going to be most professional speakers' take on it. But see what you think, and I'd be interested to hear your comments on this. I guess it's somewhat of a controversial issue. Who would have known? Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.